producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
There we go, it's 7 after the hour. How do you do? Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn here on the Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring our social media. And here we have the ideal way for those of you who don't like the government, who think that politicians get favorable treatment. We have four former presidents that are still alive: Bill Clinton, the two Bushes, and Jimmy Carter. So here's a way to get them. There's a bill that was passed by the House to limit pensions for the presidents that go into the private sector. George Bush had $900,000 last year set aside to run his office. He made $6 million last year. Bill Clinton has made, between he and his wife, $180 million since he got out of, prison. I'm going to say prison. Since he got out of the White House.
Prison.
No, please. All right. Jimmy Carter has not abused this, but then you wouldn't expect Jimmy Carter would abuse it, in a sense. So how many people think this is a good idea? Raise your hands. Yes, no, hooray, or boo.
Here.
Yeah, you're making a lot of money. Why do you need ours?
They say under the new legislation, ex-presidents who earn more than $600,000 a year would not receive federal funds for office expenses or travel.
See, I don't think $600,000 is enough, though.
The Bushes and the Clintons wouldn't get it. Jimmy Carter would, because he hasn't made, I think, more than $600,000.
Well, I think you give it to the presidents that make big money. I mean, over a million. $600,000, I mean, it's a lot of money, but
$600,000. It's not bad, but it's not a lot when you are the former president. Well, but I see we get into this business. We get into this class warfare, the rich and who's rich and who isn't rich and whether $600,000 is some people are envious. So if you're envious, go buy a Powerball ticket and be done with it.
None of these guys are scraping by on $600,000.
Right. Jason Chaffetz of Utah says. He says it recognizes the reality that most former presidents are wealthy individuals not in need of subsidies from the American taxpayer, and that it ends a needless handout.
If you're going to do this,
president making millions of dollars.
Fine. Then if that's the case, you do it for every one of these jerks. The 435 members of the House, 100 Bingo. Members of the Senate, all these people when they get out of there, isn't just the president. That's an indicative, an angle that these people take to sort of cover up what it is that they're getting. These people get
that,
a pension. When you're in the House, 1 2-year term, you get a pension for the rest of your life.
After
you get health care for the rest of your life. You got all of these things. So I'm for doing this as long as everybody gets treated the same way. If you single out the presidents, no. If you want to do it for everybody who's in there sucking off the public, you know what, then I'm for it. But if it's just the presidents and not members of the House, not members of the Senate, no. That's it. It sounds like I've just ended the conversation.
What do you want us to do, argue? But if they make this about Congress, it would never, ever pass.
Well, that's the point. They're hypocrites. Complete hypocrites. All right, let's see what's going on in the world of legal comings and goings. Bill Cosby says, I'm getting a raw deal. You people, leave me alone. His lawyer demanded yesterday in court that all of the sex assault charges be dismissed completely. Claims prosecutors had promised not to file sex assault charges if he testified in a civil case. See, there are two different planes here. The criminal case, this sort of reminds me of the O.J. thing. By the way, there's a movie. Isn't there coming out about O.J.?
The TV show with Cuba Gooding Jr.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So O.J. got found not guilty in criminal court. However, In civil court, he was found guilty and had to pay, or was told to pay, $30 million to the family of Goldman, and I don't know whether his, what was going on with the other side.
But
I know
Goldman
was supposed to get $30 million bucks. Yeah. So we have two different things here to understand. Bill Cosby has been charged in a criminal complaint. So he wants that tossed because if it's a criminal complaint, you go to jail if he's found guilty. If it's a civil case, you just got to write a check. That's the difference in those two. So that appropriate?
I mean, that's, you know what? Trying to convict somebody of something that happened 15, 20, 30 years ago, you're not going to be able to do it.
Spoken like a man.
No.
Shut
up. I say if there's something, please. I say if there's something where you have real evidence and you can get him on something that's within the last 8, 10, 12 years, go after him. Put him in jail. Throw him under the jail. But I think it's just a waste of money if you're going for something for 20 years old.
And it's not legal.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court.
Let everybody sue him until he's penniless and broke and living on the
streets. Well, but that's what we're talking about here. Not the. You're saying no to the criminal charges. I think justice needs to take its course. Although this is Gloria trying to stir the pot and bring in some more people as much as anything else.
This guy's life is over. They've convicted him already, and he will live a miserable life for the rest of his existence.
A 5-justice majority on the Supreme Court appears ready, poised, to set an end to agency fees in public sector unions. There is a battle in the union movement. The unions in the public sector are out of control. The best example I can give you is the MBTA, which is the transit authority in Boston. I'm going to bet that most of the transit authorities in most of the big cities around the country have the same problem. The overtime for the MBTA last year was $240 million. The kinds of overtime being racked up, people who are in the union leadership are given special treatment. They get extra work, some of them 40 extra hours a week. I have two kids that work for me on the farm who are in the mechanical side. They work for the transit authority. And the kind of abuses that they talk about, they turn their bosses in. And what happens when they turn their boss, these are two farm kids. So they're used to, doing things the right way. So they see the grievances, they see the abuses, they turn in the bosses or the people who are over them, and one of them was threatened, with his life for turning these guys in. The amount of time and the way that they are abusing the system is incredible. And so, and this is all union stuff. So the unions, there are all kinds of nuances here. There's also been a big discussion about whether if you're in a right-to-work state, whether or not you have to pay. If you don't want to belong to the union, then you ought not to belong. I remember that's what happened when I was a teacher. The union, you had to belong to the union in order to be a teacher, and I didn't want to belong to the union. I said, I want to belong to the union. Take me out. And they said, no, you can't. And I went to a lawyer. The lawyer says, no, state law requires that you belong to the union, you pay dues. I don't want to belong to the union. So I made so much noise about it that the members, the teachers in the school made me the union rep.
Well, there you go.
That's what you get.
Yeah, right. Well, I made a lot of noise, and that's what came of it. All right, 16 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with a thought about your hair. How is your hair looking? Are you looking well? Are you feeling good? If your hair is falling out, this will stop it. I have a note from somebody in New Jersey listening to us on WVNJ. His name is Corey. I said, I heard you talking about my hair because my hair is falling out. So I'm listening and I'm thinking, okay, I better try this. And I bought it at the beginning of last year. Now everybody notices my hair. It's fuller. It feels thicker, and that's, sir, because it is, because there's a volumizer in Provia. Provia is the way to look and have the confidence that you want when it comes to a good head of hair. Because Provia cleanses the pores on your scalp, gets the stuff that's stuck in there that's keeping the follicles of hair from growing back in, like any cellular structure. Your hair is replacing itself. So when it falls out and it can't, the new follicles can't get through the pores on your scalp, you lose your hair and you don't get it back again. So ladies and gentlemen, this is for men and women. Call 800-525-8319 now to get your hair back, guaranteed, or your money back. 800-525-8319. This is a great look. The volumizer takes, even if your hair is thin, makes your hair look thicker. And there's a 3-month money back guarantee. So you have 3 months to figure out whether this works or not. You'll feel the fuzz by then. And then as it grows more, you'll be happy that I told you about Provia. Provia and Super Provia, get them both for the same price at 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is it. 800-525-8319.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real emu oil. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
All right, I didn't finish legal news here on Good Day. Tonya Couch, how many people know who she is?
She's Affluenza Mom.
Affluenza Mom posted bond yesterday after the amount of bond was reduced from $1 million to $75,000. Her son Ethan, bad boy Affluenza teenager, remains in custody in Mexico City. So I still don't understand how she's out, or she got caught and brought back here extradition-wise, and the kid isn't.
Well, they're fighting to keep the kid there. He's
why?
Denying. Why? Because
he didn't
he
fight?
Waits. No, she didn't, because it doesn't matter for her. He's going to be 18, and his sentence will change, so he is trying to hold out being extradited until his birthday.
Yeah, I'd much rather stay in a Mexican prison.
Why?
Well,
would...
but because if he comes back here, his sentence could be worse. I guess if he comes back in a few months after his birthday and his charges are already run out, then it's better for him to come back in a few months.
Little worm. 21. Yeah, exactly. Rich girl, rich guy. 21 after the hour, in this case, bad business.
Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wondered what rich people know that you don't? Because people who are earning 10 times more than you are not 10 times smarter than you. But they do have a secret. They know something you don't. And that something is what I'd like to share. Because I started out like you, buying dozens of money-making programs, 99% turning out to be nothing but mumbo-jumbo. But eventually, I discovered a secret, earning over $284,000 in a single year. And this is why I have a confession to make. Because most people think my success came from luck or hard work, unfortunately, neither is true. Because I didn't start making more until I started doing less. Less physical work and more mental work. This is because I owe all my success to one thing, and I'd like to share it with you in a new free book. All you have to do to get a copy is go to realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com. Obviously, this offer is limited, so please go now to realcashsecrets.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rolling Stones concert on Good Day. Rupert Murdoch marrying Jerry Hall, who was first married to Mick Jagger.
He's telling her to say dance.
Well, I'm trying to, in my mind, imagine who gets invited to the wedding from Fox.
Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly goes. How about Bill O'Reilly?
Maybe.
Sean Hannity?
Probably.
The lady who's the host of the morning program used to be on Fox and Friends in the Morning. What was her name?
She's gone now.
She's gone?
Back.
No, not Elizabeth. The other one.
You're talking about Gretchen Carlson.
Gretchen Carlson. Yeah, she goes.
Kermit's hand. Yeah, she'll be there.
Yeah. Brian, what's his name?
Kilmeade,
yeah.
Nice guy.
Is he? I don't know. So who else should be going? Those of you who don't know, Rupert Murdoch.
Ducey, right?
Ducey would probably go, yeah. Rupert Murdoch announcing his engagement on on Tuesday. He announced their engagement in the birth, death, and marriage section of, I think it was the Wall Street Journal.
Well, so let's be honest, she's probably hoping for him to die, so it's not a bad choice.
but is that what kind of a comment is that? We've been talking about this, and I've been hesitant for obvious reasons. What is that comment other than what most people are thinking?
What do you mean? What is that comment?
About her being in her 50s and he's in his 80s. And what is that all about?
Well, I don't think you can figure it out. Every relationship is different.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of reasons if we're speculating. Mm-hmm. Men like younger women. Once they're 50, 60 years old, aren't appealing to men their own age anymore because men want someone younger. You have that going for you.
Yeah.
You have Jerry Hall. We don't know what her background is. Perhaps she's looking for stability.
Well, she's been a model. Hasn't she been?
Yeah, maybe she wants a father figure, someone who can take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, there's that. Maybe they truly love each other. That's a novel one.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's just a heartless person and she's marrying him for his money.
And he doesn't care because he doesn't want to be alone.
Right.
And his kids right now are trying to figure out a way to knock her off before the wedding.
The kids are trying to kill him and her now. I mean, it's like, allegedly.
So, under the circumstances, so the kids, they have to... Companies and families like that have that stuff all figured out beforehand, for the most part. His last wife more or less admitted that she married him for that reason. And then, you know, I think she had a child with him, though. So, but if we're having these conversations, are these conversations that...
Once you have a kid, you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're connected forever.
But listen to what we're saying. Listen to how we're saying it. How is this... Is this just reality?
You know,
why do I feel
actually,
badly about saying...
I don't. How many people are actually together because of love, 100% love? Well, not many, sadly. Listen to me, Sandy.
Wow,
disgruntled.
Listen to you. Wow,
but it's true. People get ready. People get married because they are just at the right time when they think they should get married, or maybe they want to have kids, or maybe it's the financially responsible thing to do. I mean, I don't know. I think actually maybe these guys have a chance, because I think it's not until later in life when you actually maybe do marry for love.
Mm-hmm. Later, how late?
I don't know. Don't ask me. Like, I have all the answers.
Well, Ken and I. I mean, we both were in our 30s when we married for love.
Are you right. And
well. No, I was.
40s.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were in your 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Richie, you were in your late 30s, right?
No, I was 34.
34. Mm-hmm.
But I also suspect, I don't doubt that you love your wife, because I know that you do, Rich.
You're talking about
Richie
and his wife? Yeah,
Richie. I'm talking about Rich. I know that Rich loves his wife. Absolutely. Yes, indeed. But I also think that the reason Richie was even open to finding love is because he knew he was getting old and he had to get married soon.
Thank you.
Seriously.
I'm glad you figured that out.
I'm glad it was you that said that, Jennifer, and not me.
No, but it's just reality. I mean, we should talk about things realistically, because that's just what it is. I mean, you go, men especially,
yeah,
are like,
care,
well,
I ever get married again.
Men are like, it's about timing.
Right.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. We got that.
Seriously. Uh-huh. Come on, Rich.
All right.
Okay.
Let's change our focus.
We don't have
here.
Time for that conversation. You're a jaded person, man.
Wow. Wow, but is she speaking the truth? Is she speaking what a lot of women feel and think?
When you get to that age, you are ready to settle down. It's not
better
like
to settle
it's
down.
It's not like you're going, oh, wow, I'm getting there. I better do something about this.
I think so.
Popular celebrities like Kim Kardashian, Jennifer Lawrence, Will Smith have something in common. They've all been hacked by fraudsters, leaving their personal information vulnerable and at times available for the entire world to see. Now, you can learn from your favorite celebrity's biggest mistakes. Here's Brian Osich with details on how you cannot be like Kim K.
Sure, they have big names and big bank accounts, making many celebrities big targets for fraudsters. But when it comes to stealing personal information, hackers are often equal opportunists, always searching for their next victim. Adam Levin, a chairman and founder of IDT 911 and author of Swiped, says there are some easy ways to help stave off these criminals.
Use long and strong passwords that don't repeat across accounts. Change them often. Secure all your devices with the latest antivirus software. Don't overshare on social media. Revealing things like your birthday or pet's names can lead to answers to security questions. Also, limit your activity on public Wi-Fi. And when you're using it, never shop online or log on to sensitive email or financial services accounts. And finally, check your bank and investment accounts on a regular basis.
For more, go to adamlevin.com. And if you're in the L.A. area on Thursday, January 14th, Levin will be discussing all of these topics at the Swipe the Book signing at Barnes & Noble at The Grove in Los Angeles at 7 o'clock p.m. local time.
It's a half past the hour on today's Doug Stefanski. Good day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Because, baby, on the night you said you would, it's funny things that I remember.
So who cares that the State of the Union is tonight? I don't. Doesn't make any difference to me.
I
care less.
I do.
Why?
Because it's the final State of the Union.
What is it going to be? A lot of baloney, waste of time.
An empty
just
chair.
More nonsense.
It's going to be an empty chair. It's going to be gun control. It's the only policy that he's got left to work on, so he's going to...
But here's
how
I
take it. First time you'll be able to see Paul Ryan sitting back there making faces.
That's a benefit.
By the way, let's talk about that invitation, Jennifer. Off the air, we were talking a little bit ago about an invitation that was sent to members of Congress to come to, and this is the job of the Speaker of the House. So this is
Paul Ryan put a picture of it up on Twitter this morning, and it was like a wood plaque with a nicely, you know, kind of engraved, decorated invitation on it saying the Speaker of the House invites you, blah, 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 blah. And I was just looking at it going, okay, that's nice that Paul Ryan's tweeting this out so we can get a behind-the-scenes look at what these people actually see, but this looks pretty expensive to me. Why are they sending this out on a wood plaque? You know, you would think if you're trying to save some money for the taxpayers, because that's our money, by the way, that they're spending on wood plaques, why wouldn't you use an Evite? Or if you wanted to use a paper invitation, and I'm not endorsing this company, but like Shutterfly or Zazzle or any of the places that you can do cheap online invitations to mail, I don't understand why they're using wood.
Well, they're using it because
the postage on that alone.
They don't. And I'm disappointed in Ryan for the same reason that you are. I'd like to think he was going to set a different tone, a different standard. Things would be different. But in this circumstance, he does not come across as being different.
I mean, it's about the pomp and circumstance, and I understand there's a respectability. But when we can't budget, when we can't balance our budget, and we realize, and people are getting voted in and out of Congress now because they're spending too much money. People are trying to create a mandate against that. Yeah. Wouldn't we reevaluate that we're spending a lot of money creating wood plaques to invite people to things?
Just
I don't
stupid.
Know. It seems dumb.
Nonsense. Okay, so I was just looking at a picture of somebody, and it brought me around to thinking that I was looking at a picture of Paul. Well, I must say what I was looking at. He had a beard. He had let it grow for a month or so, and now he shaved it off.
Around the holidays.
Yeah. I was thinking of growing a mustache.
Like my dad. So you can really confuse me.
I wasn't thinking about your dad. Yeah, I don't know. Which, let's see. Who's my real dad?
Two men with two mustaches.
I have never had... I only grew a beard once when I was in college, from Thanksgiving till Christmas. I have a heavy beard. It grew fast. I came home. My mother looked at me and she said, if you're hungry, you better shave because I'm not feeding you looking like that. So I shaved.
Don't take this the wrong way, but I didn't think you'd be capable of growing facial hair. Does it pop out fast?
Me?
Grow a thick beard? Yeah.
Oh, I have a very thick beard.
Yeah, he is.
Really?
Yeah, it grows very fast.
I wouldn't be surprised
if you looked at me right now, Jen.
Yeah.
You have a you know what it is for me? It's that light-haired people, I think, have a harder time growing a beard, and I just always, in my mind, Doug's a light-haired person, I just would think that he doesn't grow
a beard. Yeah, he's got scruff.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
I look like a mustache.
Goatee action there, and it's, I don't know.
I like your goatee. I like facial.
You have a goatee?
Yeah, it looks good.
Really? I didn't see you with a goatee. When did you start growing the goatee?
I just stopped, when I took a few days off around Christmas, I just stopped shaving, and my wife was like, I like it, let it go.
Really?
Let's see what it does. And I've never tried.
Huh.
Because I didn't think, I have very thin facial hair. Yeah. So I let it go, and it's, you know,
I guess that
it's kind of there.
When it comes to deciding who's the better man, then I guess I'm the real man, because my hair on my face grows really fast.
Yeah, but what you forget is that I tower over you and can see that bald spot on the back of your head.
Right. Right. But anyway, so what do you think I would look like with a mustache? Kenny, you've got a mustache. You've had one for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. You like it?
I have had one for a long time.
I don't think I've ever known you when you didn't have a mustache.
Yeah, I've had it since high school.
So how do you trim it? How do you keep it? You had a mustache in high school?
This is fascinating.
He had a mustache in high school.
Did you hear that? He had a mustache in high school.
Wow.
Do you use any like product on it? Because now I know it's really trendy to use like mustache or beard wax or something like that. No?
You do that on Plug of the Porch and put Provia in
there. Ken doesn't strike me as the mustache wax kind of guy.
No.
You never can tell.
Where did this come from? I was thinking about growing a mustache. I'm getting an email soon that'll tell me whether that's a good idea or not.
I like a goatee. I like facial hair. I think it could work for you, Dougie.
Really? Yeah.
Well, and you know, here's the thing. If it doesn't, you can shave it off.
Shave it off.
Here's the thing. It's going to come in gray.
But see, it would look weird if it was a different color.
Well, does your father color his mustache?
I don't think so.
Really? Come on now.
He doesn't color his hair.
No.
But I think he might comb a little something through his mustache.
Okay.
But yeah, my dad's pretty lucky because he doesn't color his hair. I think a lot of people think he does, but he doesn't.
All right, let's spend some time talking about something that's really very serious.
Do I talk about my hair? Serious.
No, about your hair. Now, there's an interesting study out today on Alzheimer's, and as this affects people of all ages, people say, well, this is for older people. I'm not worried about it.
No.
Don't you think that for a second, because what you're doing with your life, your Jennifer's age, Kenny's age, Richie's age, what you're doing, what you're eating, how you're thinking, what you're doing with your body will have impact. And this new study suggests it more and more. I have fish oil all the time. When you get to right down to brass tacks, I wasn't thinking necessarily about Super Beets, but Super Beets is a perfect, terrific way, frankly, to address the problems that people are having with Alzheimer's, because it gets the blood around as well as it does. There's a study out that suggests that curbing brain inflammation will keep you from getting Alzheimer's. So how do you do that? There are chemicals that reduce neuroinflammation. And so if you are showing signs, you have to know that you're vulnerable for it. And that's the real situation. You don't really know. We've been having over the course of the years that I have, since I've been to Seriscan in Denver, talking to various people from Seriscan. This is the company that has a software program that looks at your brain. They started, their first client was the NFL. It was with them that all this NFL stuff started. The fellow who's the doctor in the movie that Will Smith plays the doctor. That doctor submitted research in conjunction with the people that founded Seriscan, and that's how all of this stuff was discovered. And so when I had my brain examined about 5, maybe 6 years ago, I was put into a study. The benchmark were all football players. And so as I looked at my brain, what was going on in there, and I compared it to these other people, that's when I started thinking a lot about what we need to do to prevent Alzheimer's, because that's where all these people were going. Alzheimer's, dementia, other things, what happens with other brain-related diseases when you get older. So this fellow has done the study. The journal Brain is coming out with a report on Friday. And it basically suggests that if you have an overactive immune system, that will result in chronic inflammation of your brain. So, you remember, I've talked a lot about how important it is for you to have a strong immune system. It's how you ward off colds and the flu and other things that can get at your body. Cancers, all of these things. If you got a strong immune system, but there are some people who are doing too much, or there's something going on in their body that kicks the immune system into high gear. And then that's more of a problem than anything else. So your immune system is attacking other things that are wrong in your body. Let's say you've got some really bad infection, or maybe you have cancer, you have things where the immune system goes to work. So it cranks up. And as it cranks up, it feeds inflammation to the brain as well, somehow or other. That's what this report suggests. There's some chemical called GW2580 that's a part. I mean, who knows? What will happen is it'll reduce your memory. All of these things are important, but getting a picture of your brain is not easy to do, but you should be aware of, you know how I say, very important for you to know what's going on in your body, also very important for you to know what's going on in your brain. And one of the great stimulants is doing reading and doing crossword puzzles and challenging the things that you think about thought that you use to challenge your brain. Those are the things that will keep you from getting Alzheimer's. But I thought this was pretty fascinating. I mean, a lot of people buzzing about this research, and they call it encouraging. Now that they know what causes it, they can figure out a way to treat it. In a moment, we're going to deal with privacy issues and the story that's out today about whether you, if you are, if you're a threat, become a target of the police and surveillance outfits, and how does that influence your privacy? We'll talk about that in a moment here on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston, your oxygen.
oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just the cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
46 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer, Richie, and Kenny and I have Chris Copeland with us. Chris is the director of the Institute for Homeland Security, Cybercrime, and International Criminal Justice Studies at Tarleton State University, which is not in Fort Worth. Tarleton State University is in Stephenville. Right, Chris?
That's true. My office is in Fort Worth, though.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know you, and you don't know that I am very close to Dominic DiTavio. You don't know that, do you?
Well, I do now.
Now you do. Tell him when you see him that you were on my program, would you please?
I'll be happy to do that.
That'd be good. All right, let's see what we have going on in terms of mass surveillance. Are people aware of how, when an individual has an encounter with a police officer, how information is garnered on them these days?
I don't think people are aware of how much information is currently available about them. And this is publicly information, publicly available information. Department of Motor Vehicles, the state of Texas has numerous records, land records, criminal records, even licensing records available to them already.
So what do they do? So are we getting more and more all the time? Or we just didn't know that people were subject to this kind of scrutiny until now?
Well, the scrutiny that's in question is a specific system, but you're basically correct. People are fully unaware of how much information is already about them available on the internet.
There's like mass surveillance, though. If you look at the story, by the way, those of you who want to make a reference to this, in the trending box at DougSteffen.com today, there's a story about the police are how now they are surveilling you, and they have some sort of a formula that they use to calculate whether or not you're a threat based on what they can find out about you almost instantly, right?
Yes, the system is called the Beware system, and what that does is it allows, and not just police, by the way, I mean it's first responders of any kind, allows them to have better and clearer information available to them when rolling up on any situation, whether that's a law enforcement application or whether it's fire, EMT, paramedics, or anything to that nature. It's any first responder situation. Mm-hmm. We tend to focus on police simply because they're the ones in the media quite a bit, and they're the ones that deal with privacy and certainly Fourth and Fifth Amendment issues. But this is really designed for any first responder system.
So is this the same kind of stuff that we hear about that the NSA is using? They can look at what you are saying on Facebook. I mean, I don't know that that's too sophisticated. Those of us who hire people, Richie hires people, and he wouldn't hire them unless he looks to see if they have a Facebook account or a Twitter account or some social media account. Is it that simple? And we're talking about complex stuff, but it sounds like it's kind of simple.
Yeah, it's pretty complex in terms of what it does, but you're right. It does have NSA overtones.
What does it do? What does it do?
What it does first and foremost is it goes out to any publicly facing information. As an example, I have a Twitter account, and people read my Twitter account. That's publicly facing information. Law enforcement would be completely within their right to read my Twitter account.
Right.
My Facebook page is only for my wife and my family, and really just to appease them more than anything else. But that's not publicly faced. That's not available to law enforcement without a warrant. So this system goes through and grabs all the information it can from multiple systems, state databases, federal databases, Twitter, Facebook, if it can get to it. It does that, and a Google search. I mean, it has access to Google just like you and I do. And then it tries to combine all that information to give as close to real-time information to first responders as is possible. And it's not just a privacy concern. You kind of want some of this information to go out. You want law enforcement and fire and EMTs to be able to come up to a house and know that somebody inside might be suffering a mental illness or might be handicapped or there might be some sort of other special needs. I mean, of course, privacy is going to be a big concern, but there is a serious benefit to a system like this.
Mm-hmm. So should it be expanded? Is it okay the way it is? Should we be complaining about it? What does the public need to know here?
There's some excellent questions there.
Thank you.
Because it's a private system, nobody knows how it works.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to require a longer conversation with privacy experts.
Yeah. It's interesting information to come on the anniversary of Google announcing it will no longer censor content on its Chinese site. We're going to be like China here in this country or some of these other, what we think are third world countries. Chris Copeland from the Criminal Justice Studies Division at Charleston State University in Texas. Thank you.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rocket from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is this a little
best
too early
movie
to that loud?
Ever.
Hey, too
my
late.
Opinion.
It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
I think to myself, this is the best movie. For my money, anyway, this is the best movie you've ever seen.
What a wonderful
comedy is a kind of hobby of mine. Well, actually, it's a little more than just a hobby. Reader's Digest is considering publishing two of my jokes.
Really?
Yeah. And perhaps some night we could maybe get together and swap humorous stories.
Yeah.
For fun.
Oh, why not? Maybe play a couple of Tennessee Ernie Ford records. That'd be a hoot.
I had forgotten that Pesci was in that.
What a wonderful world.
No, it wasn't Pesci.
That's not Pesci?
No, it's, shoot.
And then it's
Bruno Kirby.
Bruno Kirby, thank you. Yeah. But aren't their voices the same, Chucker?
Very similar. I think the average person would have thought that was Joe Pesci.
Thank you. Well, there I am, the average person. All right. You got another clip, Bridget?
Picture a man going on a journey beyond sight and sound. He's left Crete. He's entered the demilitarized zone.
What is a demilitarized zone? Sounds like something out of the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, no, don't go in there.
Oh, hee-ho, Ho Chi Minh.
And you know, Adrian Cronauer, the character he's portraying there, is one of the lawyers here for the network, Doug.
Yeah.
You've met him.
Oh, cool. Yeah, he, this was, I'm not sure exactly, I've read a number of different things, maybe you can give me some backup here, Chucker. When they put this together, he was just coming into his own. And I've forgotten who the director of this movie was, But
Barry Levinson.
Barry Levinson, the director. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So Barry Levinson saw him just doing his thing, and they basically let him loose.
You have to.
To do whatever he kind of wanted to do in this.
You cannot.
I mean, if you called 100 actors in the room, how many actors could read dialogue the way Robin Williams did? And the answer is nobody.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't read dialogue.
No, he just,
they just say, here's basically what we need to happen. Yeah. Go.
You wind them up. And
right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So anyway, Louis Armstrong,
sort of like
music.
Doug.
Thank you very much, Trucker. I've never been asked to act, though, in anything that had any significant connection to what would be a hit.
Could you do it?
You did. Would I or could I?
Could you? Could you act?
Your friend and I were talking about that. He thinks that I should do that, interestingly enough. Anyway, let's get to movie moments here. Movie music, Louis Armstrong, the song. His record company didn't like the song, so it was released as a single. I want to record. This was a 1967 tune, top 40 hit 20 years later when it was included in Good Morning Vietnam, which was the number one movie this week in 1988. Great movie, great music. Just all that stuff put together. This is a movie that's worth watching many times. If you haven't seen it, get it.
I'm looking at Robin Williams' IMDb.
Yeah.
The last movie he did in 2015 was called Absolutely Anything, and he played the voice of a dog.
Yep. He could do anything.
But you know what's amazing about what he did in the latter part of his career? He did a lot of really small character parts for unknown directors with very little budget that went straight to DVD.
Yeah.
And I watched a lot of them on Showtime or DVD, and a lot of them are not good movies, but it's interesting to see him.
Because he had realized it was, he, like Robert Loggia, both of them had the same thing. At the end of their career, they had Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's, all three of those things, except Loggia is 20 years older than Robin Williams was. But they could still, for whatever the reason, I saw something about his wife. She used to bring him to the set of movies and television shows that he was on, and he wouldn't even know where he was. But they get him into the point where he could learn his lines or say the lines, and that's how he functioned. The same with Robin Williams here, I think, Chucker, when you bring that up. He could get there, and they could, you know, somehow or other use his talent. They tell him what, or give him the lines, and he'd hold on to them, and so it didn't play into all the other things. The thing that people are talking about with regard to Robin Williams is he did have Parkinson's in addition to Alzheimer's and dementia, and sometimes they all go together. All right, you got 30 seconds of good movie news?
The anticipated sequel to the spin-off Rocky film Creed will hit theaters November 2017. Michael B. Jordan will be back as Adonis Creed, and of course Sylvester Stallone will be back as Rocky Balboa. One footnote to this, the director of Creed, 29-year-old Ryan Cortland, who's a really good talent, is going on to do the superhero movie Black Panther over Marvel, so he may not be available to direct. My gut feeling, I don't know. I'm going to assume Sylvester Stallone will step in and direct the Creed spin-off.
Yeah. Right. Good for him. That's good news. That'll be another good flick. All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's here with us every day in Movie Moments on Good Day. 59 past the hour.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.